Now, one event that we get particularly excited for at Stray FM is our local Hero Awards, which are coming up the 3rd of May, a couple of months' time. And in order for these awards to happen, we need the incredible companies of Harrogate, Craven and Wharfdale to come together and to make it one heck of a celebration. So I have one of those said companies in the studio. Let me introduce you to Harrogate Neighbours. Hello, Sue and Jill. Are you both well?
Yes, thank you.
Very good, thank you.
Good. So I have just introduced you as Sue and Jill, but you are part of Harrogate Neighbours. Tell me a little bit about what you both do within Harrogate Neighbours and what Harrogate Neighbours even is.
My name's Sue Cawthray and I'm the Chief Executive for Harrogate Neighbours and I've been there 11 and a half years. And my main role is to oversee the four different services that we provide for the elderly people of Harrogate. So we have a residential care home, Heath Lodge, on Panlash Road, an extra care housing scheme at Greenfield Court on Weatherby Road. Then we operate from there a dom care, care in the community agency and a hot meal delivery service that Jill runs.
So you're keeping yourself fairly busy then, aren't you? You've got plenty of it. What's the hot meal delivery that you run, Jill?
So I'm Jill Thrush, the catering manager, and it's Harrogate Food Angels. We deliver hot meals into the community, Harrogate, Knaresborough. We deliver about 100 hot meals a day at lunchtime with a very big team of volunteers.
And I know that this is the first time that Harrogate Neighbours have sponsored an award, and the one you're sponsoring is the Best Charitable Company Award. But you have had a bit of history with the Local Hero Awards because the Food Angels have been nominated before.
Yeah, we felt it was important because they, you know, we couldn't do Harrogate Food Angels without our volunteers. They can be quite shy, and we thought that if we could nominate them as a whole group. A couple of times we've nominated them as a Volunteer of the Year award and we've been shortlisted, and then we can take the certificate back to them and show them that, you know, we appreciate them, but so does the community of Harrogate as well.
So that's what these awards are about, really, isn't it? It's the people that do things like that. They volunteer, they give up their time, they have good hearts, but they never get a proper well done. We recognise that. So that is why these awards happen. You have sponsored the Best Charitable Company Award. Why did you go for that one?
I think as an organisation, we are obviously a not-for-profit local. We have charitable status within Harrogate. And we rely on the support of companies within the Harrogate district to support us. We get a lot of support from, you know, solicitors and local supermarkets. So this award, we felt, well, we could actually support the best charitable company by sponsoring the award and participating in the event and showing that Harrogate Neighbours is sort of, you know, more than just a little company that beavers away looking after elderly people, that we want to be out there and showing the community that we support local businesses.
And that is something that you do every single day anyway. You support people in the community. You support elderly people across a huge range of different needs that they have.
Not only do we provide vital care services into the community, but we also provide that support to relatives and friends, because providing care for elderly people, you know, for us is easy because we're professionals. But actually, it's a very daunting area for people who haven't potentially needed to have any care for their loved ones before. It's understanding what's available, what are the loopholes, where they go for advice and support. And we believe at Harrogate Neighbours, we provide that all-round service, whether it's the hot meal, a little bit of support at home, or some care in their own home, or then the next stage is then actually coming into a home where they need support and more sort of intense residential care. So we think that we provide that support not just for people who need the service, but more importantly for the people that are getting the service for their loved ones.
You can do that whole lot with Harrogate Neighbours.
Because it starts with the meal service and Jill's fantastic band of volunteers who really are really brilliant. But we also get our staff in the office to go out and deliver the meals as well, because we felt that, you know, it's great sitting in an office doing the accounts or whatever, but actually you need to really understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. So Jill's team have encouraged the office, our office, and other businesses come out and join us as well, because it's more than just just the meal. It isn't just about going and delivering a hot meal. Mm. It's about that whole support and understanding the needs that people have about social isolation. You know, sometimes we can be the only people that those people see, whether it be the meal or one of my home care ladies around the community. Mm. And I think Jill's team also, you do a bit of a wellness check, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean, I think you think Harrogate's very, you know, quite an affluent town and the rest of it, but once you scratch the surface, you can see there's a lot of lonely people out there, including volunteers, you know, that gives people purpose to go out.
Yeah, it really puts two people together that yes. are going to benefit yeah. from that much yeah. more than just, you know, your actual
the
hot meal.
The meal bit is easy, although my chefs wouldn't agree.
Yeah.
But it's all the other things that people don't see, like, go, you know, delivering the meal, but spending a bit of time with them. Mm. And the volunteers will always go above and beyond.
Change the light bulb while they're here.
Post letters, take papers, arrange for a hairdresser. Because the guy, you know, somebody hadn't had the hair cut for a long time and he was really distressed about it, and it really upset him that he needed his hair cut. You know, it was really getting to him, and, you know, luckily we could do that quite easily with just, you know, getting the hairdresser that visits Greenfield Court site and saying, could you come see this gentleman? And he was so appreciative.
Yeah.
And it's a very humbling experience when you go and do something that you think's quite simple, but the person you're delivering it to you're making such a difference in their life.
People can find out more about you. How do they work out and do some research on Harrogate Neighbours?
We get signposted by the local authority, so North Yorkshire County Council know of us and will signpost us.
They could also see you at the Local Hero Awards.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons also why we decided to support the Local Hero Awards, because Harrogate Neighbours has been very good at delivering very good quality care and support in the town since the 1970s. But what we've never been very good about is actually shouting about how good we are and what we do.
So
we
modest.
Felt, yeah, so we felt this was actually a good opportunity for us not only to support, you know, a fantastic event and support companies that give a lot back into the community, but actually it's an opportunity for us to really shout about, hello, we're Harrogate Neighbours and this is what we do.
Fantastic. So Harrogate Neighbours, you are the sponsor of the Best Charitable Company Award. One last thing from you. If you could talk to somebody out there who thinks, I know somebody or I know a group of people that'd be great to win that award, but I surely won't nominate them because they won't win. What do you say to those people?
Mm. Never say never. We've all been there. You've got to do it, haven't you? You've got to enter to win.
You've got to be in it to win it.
Yes,
the one. That's my favourite phrase.
Yes.
Use that for every competition.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. Both of you, Sue and Jill, thank you very much for coming in. And I will see you on the 3rd of May at the Local Hero Awards at Rodding Park. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.